BlogTalkRadio.com. Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It is Friday, May 4th, 2007, and it is about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Ah, yes. So, seems like it was Friday the last time we talked, and it was. Strangely enough, it's a weird shift, isn't it? 11 to 3. I'm fine with it. Don't get me wrong. I certainly don't want to work midnight to 4 or something like that, or, you know, 2 to 6. That's just a little too much. But anyway, yes, it is Friday, soon to be Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a good start. Hope your weekend is about to start, I should say, or maybe it already has. If you're with us tonight, you're in for a real treat. Our guest will be joining us. His name is Jerry Smith. He is the author of the book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Now, he's been on the program before. We've talked about this book. It's just fantastic, really, just a heck of a lot of information. So perhaps you have some questions about the weather. I always do. It's just a weird, weird thing. A lot of places experiencing some traumatic weather. From what I understand down there in Texas, you guys have been taking a beating as of late. Certainly earlier in the week, lots of flooding. And inevitably, seeing a lot of tornadoes, hail, lightning, wildfires in Georgia, lots of high winds, things like that. So it's just a crazy, crazy time, and a lot of people out there, I think, don't buy into the idea that there possibly could be weather manipulation by the powers that be, by governments or scientists working for the government or whatever the case may be. But it is a fact, folks. I know. It's very much a controversial statement, but it is a fact. These are documentable different programs that the government has been involved in this country and presumably others as well. In private industry, for example, in other countries, they're very forthcoming about it, almost bragging, saying, hey, look, do you need some good weather? We can guarantee it. Whether or not that's actually true, I don't know. I don't know how many people go and try to take up that satisfaction guaranteed policy, but we're going to be talking to Jerry when we come back from our first break, and I'm very excited about that. I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. I'd like to welcome all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, if you're at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, be sure to thank Webmaster James for his hard work. He does that all himself, his own expense, both in time and money, and he's a heck of a guy. I certainly appreciate him and all he does for me. And as you know, folks, we talked a lot about it last night, about the value of this type of radio, and we're certainly very, very honored to be a part of the Republic Broadcasting family. I want it to stay that way. So be sure to support our sponsors, our advertisers, and, of course, the network as well. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see there's a fine assortment of products and different things available through the network, which you can buy there. And that, of course, does help the continuation of operations. It's very, very easy to do. One of the things, of course, you can pick up there, Colonel Joe's book. I know that's there in the store and plenty of other things as well. So there's a lot you can do. Be aware of our phone number. You may have questions for our guest. He's probably only going to be with us for the first half of the show, and then we'll do calls and news after that. But you should know our number at this point. I will give it out regardless. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is issuing the third part of a four-part report today. And I looked at some of it, and basically what they say is that there's a lot of different solutions available, things that can be implemented. Most of these are control mechanisms. Most of these are issues that you and I don't ever want to see come to fruition, and we'll have to wait and see if it does. But I really think that if this global warming, climate change, you know, fear-mongering continues, you know, more, you will see different countries experimenting with weather modification in an effort to keep themselves, their people, their assets safe. And, of course, we're not immune to that either. Stay with us, my friends. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and here we are at the beginning of it. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Very excited that our guest is joining us. Certainly a very, very timely appearance here with us. As I mentioned, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is, I think, up to 3 of 4 parts that they're releasing. And, of course, the first part, basically, they were 90% certain that human beings were the cause of global warming. The second part was basically a fear-mongering sort of report stating all the horrific things that are going to happen as the planet warms up. And then the third part, I believe, released today, outlines different things that can be done. And those, of course, involve various things, probably some sort of global taxation, probably some sort of environmental oversight, like a UN for the environment, but actually having the ability to punish. This is a dangerous, dangerous thing, obviously, because if the United States gets taxed or punished monetarily, who do you think is going to pay for that? We are. So it's important to understand the glaring discrepancy in the global warming argument, and that is weather modification. Our guest tonight has been on the program before. His book is entitled Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Please welcome to the program, prolific writer and a good guy, Jerry E. Smith. Welcome to the show.
Hi, you make me laugh with that.
Well, good. That's what I'm here for, you know, pure comedy. Hey, man, I'm glad you're here with us, and I do think it is important to understand these things because a lot of people are going to acquiesce to this whole global warming, fear that's being you know, certainly put out there in full force as of late. And we've seen everybody jump on board. Obviously, Al Gore in the movie. Different musicians have come out and talked about it. Certainly, the Weather Channel's loving it because it gives them an excuse to get some FaceTime and so on and so forth. But again, I think when you've got human hands involved with certain things, you have to ask yourself about the legitimacy of the data.
Absolutely. You know, I've been studying this since right about, oddly enough, date coincidental with the fall of Saigon, because about that time was when the subject of global cooling was going on. You know, the during the Vietnam War, the United States government used weather as a weapon. This came out in, I think it was 1971 or 72, in Jack Anderson's column. Senator Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, jumped on it and started an investigation and pulled in then Secretary of Defense Melvin Laird. And Laird said, oh, no, 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 that's just nonsense. We're not doing anything like that. And then 2 years later, a private letter from Laird got leaked to the press, and that letter revealed that he had lied to Congress and that Operation Popeye was real and ongoing. Pell reconvened his investigation, but he couldn't get Laird anymore because Laird had gone over to private legal counsel to Richard Nixon, who was fighting for his political life in the aftergate of Watergate, and but he did get spokesdroids from the Pentagon to troop over to Capitol Hill, who revealed that Operation Popeye had been an attempt to extend the monsoon season over Southeast Asia in hopes of turning the Ho Chi Minh Trail, that is the Viet Cong resupply route, into a hopeless quagmire of mud. And they had they admitted to spending to doing it for 8 years. They expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding material over four countries, North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, in violation of international law, and spent $21.6 million on the project.
Wow.
At that point, Claiborne Pell demanded to know what else the DOD was up to, DOD Department of Defense, and they revealed that they had a wide, an amazing, vast scope of areas they were looking into. And these areas included such things as intentional melting of the Arctic and intentional thinning out of the ozone layer over enemy populace so that the enemy populace would be sickened through increased exposure to solar radiation.
Wow.
And Lowell Ponte, who was a think tank thinker in D.C. at the time and later went on to become an editor of Skeptic magazine, wrote this up in a number of articles and then produced a book, and probably the only book that came out on global cooling, called The Cooling, in which at that point in time, which was the early 70s, it looked like the Earth was cooling off and we were going back into an ice age, and there was considerable concern about this. This stuff about global warming, if you look at the numbers, there was global warming. There was a discernible warming trend from about 1905 to about 1940, and then it drops off and it gets cooler from about 1940 to about 1980, and then the warming really starts to pick up again. And shortly after that point, you start hearing about global warming. But prior to 1980, you heard about global cooling. And one of the things that struck me was when I first heard about global warming, is I realized is where it was coming from seemed very odd. The president of the World Bank, Trevor Conable, was going about how wonderful it would be that it would warm up northern lands and make more cropland arable, which I thought was an odd stance to take.
Yeah.
understand it, the more I the more we heard about global warming, the more we heard about a policing action, the more we heard about being able to give teeth to environmental edicts. And then we had the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992, which came out with Agenda 21. And everybody really needs to become familiar with Agenda 21. Most people never heard of it. It is the final document signed by 172 nations at the end of the Earth Summit in Rio, which was an official meeting of the United Nations. It wasn't, you know, some Earth Day gathering in the park. It was an official plenary meeting of the UN. And there were 173 nations attending, and 172 signed the final document, which was Agenda 21, which is literally the agenda for the 21st century. Mm-hmm. The only nation that refused to sign was the United States, because President George Bush, Vice President George Bush, who was the attending representative, refused to sign the thing, just like his son refused to participate in the Kyoto Protocols, which were based on Agenda 21. Now, the Al Gore's first official act as Vice President was to sign Agenda 21 for the United States.
Mm.
So we kind of get a party line division here on who's supporting it and who's not.
Yes.
And what I think it's all about is that global cooling, there's not much political hay you can make out of. But global warming gives you, well, we are the bad guys because of we are doing X. And now we can create a global bureaucracy that can measure X and make money off of X and make political hay off of X, X being the emissions from automobiles and coal power plants and so forth. And I've always been very suspicious of the politics behind global warming. And when you look at the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, this is an administrative bureaucratic body of the United Nations. And these guys don't do original research. They don't have laboratories of their own. They don't have guys out taking samples. What they do is they do studies of studies. This is one of the primary mechanisms of doing science these days, is you have the little guys who get the grant money and have the laboratories and do a study and publish it. And then you have other guys who replicate the studies to prove that the first guys were right. And then sometime later, you've got a number of studies that have come out on the same subject, and then a guy will get a grant to study the studies. And he will compile the evidence of the 7 studies previously done and say, well, these studies show yada, yada.
Right.
And that's what the IPCC does, is it doesn't do any original research. It just studies the studies. And you have to understand that while there are 1,500 scientists who are members of the IPCC, mm-hmm. it has a governing board.
Yeah.
And the governing board is packed, stacked with activist scientists who have an agenda. And that agenda, oddly enough, is a mirror of Agenda 21. It is a political activity masquerading as a scientific activity.
Now, as far as the IPCC goes, and it's interesting what you just mentioned there, because this seems to gel with what everything I've been reading on it, just in modern news. But again, you know, just it's about looking for the key words there. What they had said is that the IPCC report was compiled by scientists but edited by government officials,
mm-hmm.
indicating they're obviously going to slant the data to suit their political agenda. It is a political report.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And so, you know, whenever something is tainted with politics, you have to take an entire truckload of salt with it to get a feeling for what it's really about. I mean, I'm old enough to not believe anything I read in the papers.
Yeah. Well, I hope I learned that lesson, you know, young. And that it'll stay with me, because I'm with you on that. It's really despicable to see all these things going on and to see the political hand that's sort of pulling the strings on these people and allowing the fear to continue. Hang on a second, my friend. We're up to a quick break. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, the author of the book Weather Warfare, Jerry E. Smith. We'll give out all the information when we come back, how you can pick up the book, and, of course, links to the website and whatnot. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight is the author of the book Weather Warfare, Jerry E. Smith. His website, of course, is jerryesmith.com. Very, very easy to find. And the phone number, if you'd like to order the book, I am looking for it as we speak. Jerry, welcome back. You know the number better than I do.
1-800-718-4514. 1-800-718-4514. 718-4514.
Wonderful.
Don't call now.
No. No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody...
In fact, the best way to get the book, really, truly, the best way to get the book is go to your local bookstore.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is by buying it from your local bookstore, one, that keeps your money in your community, and two, That encourages the bookstore to stock and restock the book so that it will be there on the shelf and other people will be exposed to it.
Well said.
I'll get not just your sale, but somebody else's sale down the road.
Yes, and I would say this for anybody out there who is, skeptical or suspicious of weather modification programs, their existence, I think you'll find this book to be chock full of factual, documentable, researched, irrefutable facts, historical accounts and whatnot. Everything is sourced in this book, and it's phenomenal. So this is a great way for you to educate yourself further or to convince maybe somebody else who's a little skeptical, I think, anyway.
Exactly, and if you want to want to check it out before you buy, I have no problem with that. And my website has a lot of material on each of my books. I have the bibliographies from the books on the website. I have reviews and comments from professional reviewers and readers alike, excerpts from the books, just stuff so you can get a feel for what they're about.
Wonderful. Yeah, all fantastic books. You're a heck of a writer, my friend. I mean, really, truly captivating books. They really drag in and they hold your attention all the way throughout. One of the things I wanted to mention, I'm sure as you have seen all these different accounts coming out about global warming and whatnot, you probably came across something I found to be extremely significant, which is the military, U.S. military leaders who have come out and written their assessment of how climate change is going to be a severe security threat. Now, the interesting thing about this that I see it, aside from first there's the political angle, Jerry, because as we've mentioned, the environment and fear-mongering about the environment is more or less a Democrat issue as opposed to the fear of terrorism and enemies abroad, evil empires and whatnot. That's mostly a Republican issue. But both of them end up in the same place, a lack of rights, a lack of sovereignty, complete and total surveillance of everything you do in the interest of, quote-unquote, saving the planet or, quote-unquote, saving us from the enemy. Either way, it's very significant. So here you've got these generals coming out and talking about the national security threat about weather. One of the things they said in the paper, and I'm sure I have it somewhere in here, I can dig it up if necessary, they said they were monitoring the security threats from hurricanes, which I found that to be extremely interesting because we've had hurricanes hitting our shores, since the beginning of time, obviously. So why all of a sudden would a hurricane be a security threat unless it was intentionally being directed or enhanced?
Good question.
Yeah.
And of course, it there's a lot of there's security threats and then there are security threats. You know, one is somebody with a pistol in his pocket walking towards you, and the other is the back door is blown down and anybody can walk in whenever they feel like it. And with a lot of these security threats that they're looking at are more along the back door problem rather than the turbaned ruffian problem. And
gotcha.
Yeah, and so anything that disrupts normal operations is a security threat.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. National security threat though from a hurricane, I found that a little bit odd, if only because I'd never heard that before. And
well,
I suppose
and again. when you're looking for appropriations, you look for appropriate phrases appropriate the appropriations.
That's
with.
True.
And so we're currently in the war on terrorism, so the buzz phrases all have to go back to the war on terrorism. When we were in the war on drugs, there was a different set of buzz phrases.
Yeah, that's very true. Absolutely. Well said. Well, I wanted to talk about this. As far as weather modification goes, in the idea of global warming, what you have here is certainly you see various governments being involved in research and whatnot. And I suppose if you give government officials the benefit of the doubt, which, there's really no point in it because you're always going to be giving them too much credit, far more than they deserve. But just for the sake of argument, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Are we assuming then that they are instituting weather modification programs and technologies in order to stave off or assist themselves in dealing with the horrors of global warming, or are they using it as a weapon, rather, offense instead of defense?
Probably quite a bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., it comes more under the heading of civilian contractors at this point.
I see.
And let me amplify on that. As I mentioned, Senator Claiborne Pell was appalled by discovering Operation Popeye and so on, and he led the crusade to create an international treaty banning the use of weather as a weapon of war.
Let me jump in here quickly, my friend. Short break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our guest, Jerry Smith.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
very appropriate song. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening, author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, Jerry E. Smith. Welcome back, sir.
Okay. So what I was trying to do is set up where we are now by giving you the story of how we got here.
Okay.
And there was a watershed event in American history. And this was the United States becoming signatory to the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. This is a UN ratified convention that declares it an act against humanity to use weather as a weapon to induce earthquakes or set off volcanoes as an act of war. Now, when this this went into effect in 1978, prior to that, the United States federal government, as we saw with the DOD, the United States federal government was spending upwards of $20 million a year, which in 1970 money was a whole lot more than it is now, and had over 700 degreed scientists working full-time on developing environmental modification technology. After we signed the treaty, the federal budget went to zero, and those jobs vanished. And I'm sure Uncle Sam would love us to believe that he decided, oh, well, can't do that anymore, when right. What I believe happened is that they went to a black budget, and they went to civilian contractors. Now, to give you an idea of what I mean by civilian contractors, we keep hearing that phrase a lot in the current war in Iran, Iraq, wherever the heck we're currently having a war in. To give you an idea of how this weather warfare thing plays out with civilian contractors, there is a major corporation with a multi-million dollar a global corporation called Weather Modification Incorporated, based out of Fargo, North Dakota. They have clients across America and around the world, and they're engaged in such projects as cloud seeding in Nevada, hail suppression over Kansas, snowpack enhancement for Sun Valley, Idaho, ski resorts, hail suppression in Argentina. Now, one of the lead scientists at Weather Modification Incorporated last year went on the Art Bell show and outed himself as being one of the lead scientists on Operation Popeye, which was the use of weather of cloud seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail during the Vietnam War. After we signed the NMOD treaty, the federal government realized that Uncle Sam was caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and we're not going to take the hand out. We're just going to make the cookie jar vanish.
It's amazing stuff.
Most Americans are blissfully unaware of how much weather modification is taking place. I would say a fair number have heard about cloud seeding, and that's about it. That's about right. All they know. Weather modification of one type or another, particularly cloud seeding, is an ongoing event somewhere in America throughout the year. During the winter months, like I live in Reno, Nevada, and one of the world's leading academic organizations in this is DRI, Desert Research Institute, which is a division of the University of Nevada system. And they have facilities around the world. They have research facilities in strange places. They are at the South Pacific, Antarctica, as well as the Nevada desert. And one of the things that DRI does is they do cloud seeding over the Sierras. They have stations, platforms built on mountain peaks all along the Sierras so as to increase the snowpack in the Sierras, because that's where Reno and Carson City and so forth get a lot of their drinking water from. And the wild thing is that DRI has these platforms, they actually have webcams on the platform, and while they're working, you can actually watch them in real time on your computer.
Wow.
So this is big in the U.S., and it's much bigger in other places. In Business Week magazine in 2005 reported that in China, the Chinese government is spending $40 million a year and has 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management. And here, weather management is described as cloud seeding storms so as to tease more precipitation so as to relieve droughts, fog dispersal from airports, mm-hmm. and hail suppression. And hail suppression basically is you seed the clouds before the hail forms, forcing it to precipitate, forcing it to rain rather than hail. Now, this is one of the things that Weather Modification Incorporated does over the western Great Plains states, Kansas, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, etc., during the summer months.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about weather as a weapon of war.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a quote that that ties in with that what's going on in China.
Okay.
Dr. Gordon F. MacDonald was one of the United States' most respected scientists in the 1960s. He was the associate director of the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics at UCLA. He was also on several White House science advisory panels. He was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the JASON Group. And the JASON Group is one of the highest ranking, one of the most senior military think tanks in America. Now, MacDonald, because he was a senior scientist, a senior physicist with top level White House, JASON Group, CFR, top level, he could see what was in the pipeline because he helped to put it in the pipeline, and so he wrote a lot of articles about future weapon systems. And one of the things he wrote was, technology will make available to the leaders of the major nation a variety of techniques for conducting secret warfare. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm, thereby weakening a nation's capacity and forcing it to accept the demands of the competitor. China,
wow,
is aggressively engaged in weather modification. And who is downwind of China? North Korea.
Mm.
And North Korea has been in a drought for most of the last decade. But what has happened here is it seems to me quite clear that China has been quite aggressively stealing North Korea's rain. Now, this has impacted North Korea rather substantially. It has forced the administration to adhere to follow the demands of the competitor, and it's forced the Koreans to buy Chinese food. I wonder if it comes in those little white cartons.
I have no idea. Well, you know, it's really interesting when you're talking about it in that capacity, because that's, you know, this is not necessarily short term, you know, send over, you know, 25 F5 tornadoes to annihilate a country and then have it be done. A lot of this stuff is gradualism, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the process of long term effects working on a country.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, there's another aspect of this, which is, again, back to the ENMOD Treaty, the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification, ENMOD techniques. The ENMOD Treaty has a threshold that has to be met in order for an act to be viewed as a violation of the treaty. And this threshold is that it has to be widespread, long-term, or severe. Now, the U.S. military, the United States government loves to play games with treaties. We love to sign these treaties and set us up so that we can violate the treaty left, right, and center in spirit while adhering to all the dotted I's and crossed T's. And one of the things here is that this threshold level for the ENMOD treaty is called the Troika. And the United States military recognizes that as long as they don't violate the Troika, they have a free hand. The treaty does not prohibit the development of the technology in any way, because it was viewed that this technology could lead to valuable civilian pale suppression, preventing billions of dollars in crops from being destroyed. This is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you can cause rain, you could ruin an opponent. The Ho Chi Minh Trail is the classic example of this. They spent 8 years trying to make it impossible to move goods from North Vietnam into South Vietnam. The problem the reason it didn't work so well is they were using bicycles and donkeys, and they could get through the mud with this low level technology that our high level technology had a problem with. This is called asymmetric, and this is another buzz phrase that you're hearing a lot these days, is asymmetric threats. I forgot where I was going.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Air Force 2025.
Okay.
That's where I was going with it.
Gotcha.
Many of your listeners may have heard of Air Force 2025. This was about once a decade. The Secretary of the Air Force tells the Air College to gather the wagons, gather up your best and your brightest, and look 20 years in the future and see what it would take for the United States to be the dominant air and space force in the future. The first time I know that they did this, it was called Spacecast 2020, which was superseded by Air Force 2025. And Air Force 2025 looks to the year 2025 to see what we got to be the dominant force in 2025. And that produced 41 separate papers. Now, these papers were developed by students and professors at the Air College, working with local experts, scientists, businessmen, etc. Now, so these are not U.S. policy, but they are informational, positional papers that policy can be built on. And Air Force 2025 is some 41 papers, some 3,700 pages, and one of the papers has the rather alarming title of Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. Now, a force multiplier is not itself a weapon, but something that makes your troops, your weapons more successful. And the classic example with weather is if you want to sneak up on your enemy, if you could make cloud cover over your guys could sneak in under cloud cover and the enemy wouldn't see them coming. And so that would give you the element of surprise, which makes the weather becomes a force multiplier because it makes your guys having the element of surprise are more powerful. Mm-hmm. And so what that paper clearly lays out is everything these guys could think of how they could use the weather as a weapon without violating the Troika. The Troika, again, mm-hmm. being the threshold of committing a breach of this treaty.
Right.
And the treaty is a joke. The treaty was a big deal for about a week. In the late 1970s, only 70 nations have signed it. There are 232 recognized sovereign units on this planet. There's 178 who are members of the UN, and 70 have signed this treaty.
Mm.
And quite a number of things have been done in the last decade or two that were clear violations of the treaty, but since the people doing them weren't signatories to it, you couldn't use it against them. One of the examples of this is Saddam Hussein, Gulf War I. You may recall the reason for Gulf War I was that the Kuwaitis were slant drilling into an Iraqi oil field and stealing Iraq oil. And the Iraqis could not get the world to make the Kuwaitis stop doing it. So Saddam Hussein asked April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador, do you have a problem with me smacking these guys? Mm-hmm. And Gillespie was, no, no, we consider this an internal affair. So Saddam, thinking he had a green light from the U.S., smacked him. Well, it didn't quite work out like that. And on his exit, he did what some people might think was it would be a reasonable response to them stealing his stuff, was he broke up the mechanism by which they stole his stuff. That is to say, he set 700 Kuwaiti oil wells on fire. That the Kuwaiti part often got left out of the media you got from ABC, CBS, CNN. The problem is that this was a major environmental disaster, mm-hmm. and it wasn't just a disaster in Kuwait. The world's meteorologists said, oh dear, this smoke, this plume of smoke, the smoke is nucleating particles. These are particles to which atmospheric moisture will attach itself and grow heavy enough to fall as rain. This is cloud seeding. He cloud-seeded Southeast Asia, and the world's meteorologists were saying bad is going to come of this. This is going to bring on the monsoon season early, and in fact it did. One of the worst monsoons in history hit Bangladesh and killed 100,000 people.
Wow.
Saddam Hussein killed 100,000 people 1,000 miles away.
That's amazing. Let me ask you to hang on here, my friend. I can't believe we're almost at the end of hour number one, folks. Please stay with us. More from our guest, Jerry Smith, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. And be aware, my friends, this hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things here in the Arkansas area, and of course in that area, particularly Bull Shoals Lake, Branson, Missouri, a whole lot of things. It's a great, great, great spot for your family vacation this year, so I'd urge you to consider it. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Our guest tonight, Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Welcome back, sir.
So I think we've actually managed to tell enough about what I've been researching so where I could describe what the book is about and it will make sense.
Okay.
Okay, so the book, again, is Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And it's in 4 basic parts. The first part is the history of the development of the technology of weather modification, starting with the rainmakers of the 1890s, up to the NMOD Treaty. And then there's an analysis of the NMOD Treaty and its failure and how that has opened the door to military exploitation. And then where we stand today in the post-NMOD treaty era, which is, and I focus on HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, as an example of the kind of spin, the kind of black budget in plain sight that they're doing on us. And then the last 100 pages of this 400-page book is an analysis of the contrail versus chemtrail controversy.
Certainly an incredible book. And again, everything is resourced, and you provide all that information for those seeking to, confirm or disprove what you've done. And you said, look, this is where it is. This is where you can find it. Check it out for yourself. And I love that. I think it's a great way to certainly talk to people and educate people, is allow them to have the resources to educate themselves.
Right. You know, in writing this book, I had I had some assistance from a couple of people who were professional science writers, who were professional media stringers, and they didn't like my just saying, there's a cow in Brazil. I had to prove that there was a cow in Brazil. I had to prove that there was a Brazil. I had to prove that there were cows. I had to give the cow's name and serial number. And so I got into the habit of not saying anything that I could not document, and then giving the documents. And I personally despise footnotes, so there are no footnotes. So I work into the text all the citations. And I got into a habit of I would introduce you to somebody. If I wanted to use their quote, I would introduce you to somebody like Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald, and I would tell you what he was famous for to give you an idea of how important the quote is, and then I would give you what he said so that you could evaluate whether or not this was a credible statement or not. Mm-hmm. And I gave you where he said it in, so you could go look it up for yourself and see if I was taking it out of context or buggering it in some fashion.
Yeah, it's very, very solid writing as always, my friend. And like I said, that's the beauty of it, is because the way you present it, it doesn't require a whole lot of interruption of flipping all the way to the back to find out where exactly that came from and so on and so forth. It's really, really brilliant stuff. Folks, stay with us. We're going to pause here for a brief station identification, about 90 seconds. We'll be back in hour number 2. Our guest, Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, will be joining us, and we'll take your questions if you have them, 800-313-9443.